We've got something great to talk about. That was a good baseball season for the Duke Blue Devils this year. You've covered Duke baseball for so many years, both on radio and in television. At the start of the season, when the Blue Devils got off to a pretty bad start in February, do you think there's any way they'd be hosting a Super Regional this year?
I don't think anybody did, Tony. They were, what, 4-5? And I heard Chris Pollard say it in his press conference last night. He said, I'm not sure it was a good 4-5, and I'm not sure that I've ever heard anyone who's 4-5 actually be in a good mood. But some of the losses that they had in February, you know, to Cornell, to Cincinnati, it just looked pretty bleak. And credit this Duke team for circling the wagons and finding a way to win some pretty big stretch. I think of that sweep at Clemson. That really got the Blue Devils going, and then they find a way to get to Athens, and they've had a lot of success in Athens in baseball a couple times, and good for them, and good for the athletic department for being able to pull that together and host a Super Regional really in a very short amount of time. I think a week ago yesterday, everybody was like, well, there's no way Ole Miss is going to lose to Murray State, and they did, and congratulations to Murray State, too. What a great story that they are. It just speaks to how cruel and how beautiful baseball can be at the same time, doesn't it?
You're right about that, and you talk about the unexpected. The Racers, they were the number 4 seed going into their regional.
They were, and no one knew a whole lot about Murray State. I think a lot about Murray State with men's basketball, and Will Wade, who's just now the head coach at NC State, and the run that they made in the NCAA tournament, beating Clemson in men's basketball. It sort of feels similar for Murray State here in baseball, doesn't it? And what a great story that their head coach is. I saw someone posted a picture online last night of their home facility, which is a glorified high school facility, and the head coach has to mow the grass. I think they seat 800 people for their home games, and now they're going to the College World Series and have a chance to win a national championship. Now, I do think that there's, well, it's a great story, Tony. I think that there's some of stuff in play with this new world of college athletics. I'm sure there's some NIL monies that's going to be involved, and a lot of these guys are transfers in from places where they didn't get playing time. So congratulations to them for making the most of their opportunities. And Seneca in me is probably wondering how many of these guys will be at ACC or SEC schools hitting in the middle of the lineup next year.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to see unprecedented number of transfers. As the number 4 seed, you know, that hasn't happened all that often in Omaha, mm-hmm. that you have the number 4 seeds get there. But you remember we had one team went in as a number 4 seed and won it all.
Yeah, I believe that was Coastal, wasn't it?
Well, it may have been Coastal. It may have been Fresno State. I know there's
That's
been one.
That's right. I forgot about Fresno State. But Coastal's going back to Omaha, and what a great story that is. They won, what, 20-something straight games?
Yeah, what a roll Coastal has been on. They would have been the story if it hadn't been for Murray State to getting in as not that they are anything like an underdog anymore, because they've just established a great program down there over the years. Now, with this resurgence of Duke baseball under Chris Pollard, automatically you're starting to get rumors, how long will Chris Pollard be at Duke? And this has been exacerbated by the fact that Coach O'Connor left Virginia to go to Mississippi State. And a lot of people have thought, oh, Chris Pollard in Virginia, that might be a fit.
Yeah, I've heard that same thing too, and it wouldn't shock me. I obviously know nothing about the inner workings here, but I do know, you know, Coach Pollard from that area of Virginia. Maybe this is a chance to get closer to home. It's a chance to still be in the SEC. I certainly hope it's not true. Obviously, Coach and I have a great relationship, and I have a ton of respect for Coach Pollard. He's the one that brought me to Duke 14 years ago to do these games, and we've developed a great relationship, and certainly wishing whatever happens the best for him and his family, because he's done a remarkable job turning this program around. I mean, you remember how bad this program was 14, 15 years ago, and now 4 times in the last, 7 years, they've been a win away from Omaha. It's only a matter of time, I think, for this program before they get there.
Yeah,
and it's a matter of when, not if, they get to Omaha.
That's right. And they've been there before, but it was, 1961 or something like that, the last time they got there. So
the Kennedy administration, I think, Tony.
You're exactly right about that. You know, I was just thinking, Chris, you know, with the speculation about Coach Pollard, where he might be going. Right now, here in the Triangle, we really have 3 outstanding head coaches with Coach Pollard and Coach Avent and Coach Forbes.
And my heart broke for Coach Forbes.
What a weekend. Classy postseason comment he had. That was one of the classiest press conferences I've ever heard from a losing coach, I think.
Agreed. And I know some people that have worked and still work with Coach Forbes, and they sing his praises every single day. And, you know, I realize that I do a lot of games at Duke, but as you and I have talked about before, the longer you're around sports and around baseball, you root for people more than you root for teams. And Coach Forbes is just an easy guy to root for.
He sure is. Now, one thing I have to talk to you about, Chris, this morning. We got you on here to talk about Duke baseball.
Okay.
But two other predictions I'd get from you. One is, who do you think is going to win the College World Series? I'm going with Arizona.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think. I like Arizona. I like Coastal. I just don't know if Coastal can sustain it. I'm going to go Arkansas.
So our good friend Scott Poe certainly hopes you're right. He's a former Razorback. I'll tell him you predicted that when I see him later today, as a matter of fact. My other prediction I got to get from you is, you know, a year ago you were at the U.S. Open. What a memorable week that was. What's your pick this year?
I think Oakmont's going to win, Tony. Looking at some of that rough,
I think you're right.
Incredibly hard. Yeah. It's hard to bet against Scottie Scheffler right now. He's just playing so well. I think Scotty's going to win. Now, if Rory can figure out his driver, he's got a great chance to win, too. But wouldn't it be nice if it came down to a Scotty and Rory duel on Sunday afternoon?
It sure would. You know, I had picked Scotty back when you were still here and we were predicting mm-hmm. the Masters. I had picked Scotty. He didn't come through then, but he did in the PGA Championship.
He did, and he's come through a bunch of times since then. I just feel like Scotty's game is on another level. I was watching the other week, and the stuff that guy is doing, and it just seems effortlessly. He's just lobbing balls up there. I mean, it must be nice. I'm going to go with Scotty until someone proves me wrong.
I think you're right. I'm with you on Scotty Scheffler winning this week. Chris, it's so much fun to always talk to you. Let's do it again real soon.
I look forward to it, Tony. Thank you so much.